we're talking about a thing and so forth around the house, and you know, a woman wants to straighten her hair or
comb it,
yeah,
or brush it.
And if you're gonna fire a pistol or something, you put what in it to fire and keep shooting?
He put a cottage.
And did y'all ever use coal when you were coming up?
No, never used coal. We've always been in this area here. Now the closest coal was at Blockton.
That's over there.
In Bibb County. Yeah.
Is that border on Perry County too?
Yeah. There's Bibb County here, Chilton County here, Dallas County here, and Hale County back over here.
And,
Tuscaloosa County, up there.
We were talking about things you might use. If you wanted to, say, move something real heavy, like a big sack of fertilizer, you might put it in something that had one wheel and push it.
Wheel bar.
Did you ever see one that had two wheels on it? Like a wheelbarrow that had two wheels on it?
I don't know as I have.
Did you ever hear them call it a Georgia buggy or anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard of a Georgia buggy.
And, let's see. If you say you wanted to get your car serviced, they do what to it? They change the...
Change the oil.
And
grease it. Grease the plugs, lubricate it.
And you got that oil all over you, I mean, I've got the grease all over your hands. You said my hands sure were
greasy.
And used to, you know, on the car, in my cars and stuff like that. Remember how old were you when you got your first? Has it been a long time since you had an automobile?
Oh man, I was grown before I ever owned an automobile. Full grown, was a elderly man before I ever owned a car.
Did you drive earlier? Or you?
Oh, but I was growing before I ever drove a car.
Used to on those things that have, you know, on the tires, inside the tire you'd have
a tube.
Yeah, I don't guess they have that at all. Most of the tires now are all tubeless, aren't they?
No, these are big trucks. Most of them got tubes. It's just whatever you prefer. If you want a tubeless tire, you can have a tubeless tire, or you can put a tube in a tubeless tire.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever you.
Yeah. You, when you fish around, you usually use a boat.
Oh yeah.
What kind of boat do you use? Other people around here use what kinds of boats?
Bass boat, they call them. It's a 16-foot boat, and they're different sizes.
Are those squared on both ends, or are they pointed on one?
Some is, and some is not. Some of them is a V-bottom, semi-V-bottom, some of them flat-bottom.
The place that you tie your boat up to, what would you call that?
The boat dock.
You usually fish down in the Cahaba River here? Or
yeah. Right? Well, no, I fish in the Alabama River, the Coosa River, the Warrior River.
How far is the Coosa River from here, is it?
It's about 50 miles.
Is that east of you?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts do you go over there?
We go to Clarendon,
mm-hmm.
and go out from Clarendon now.
Is the Alabama River, that's down in
Dallas County. Runs through Selma down there. Mm-hmm. Runs from Montgomery.
Yeah, they used to flood. Alabama used to flood in Montgomery every year.
Well,
about this time of year.
And down in Selma too.
When you first make a ship or something and you put it out in the water, you say you're going to do what to the
boat? Anchor it.
Mm-hmm. And when they first put it
out. Launch it.
And, you know, if a woman, she's going to go buy maybe she wants to make a dress and she wants to match up a color with something she has, she might take along a little
remnant.
Mm-hmm. Match it up.
Uh-huh.
Did your wife do much sewing?
She used to.